USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Family and friends of dozens of students from Sacramento, California have made a desperate plea for help to ensure their loved ones stuck in Afghanistan return home safely. American leaders made the tactical decision to leave Americans behind with the fall of Kabul, Afghanistan. Officials with the San Juan Unified School District in Sacramento confirmed a total of 29 students are stuck in Afghanistan. In addition, dozens of students from El Cajon, a suburb east of San Diego, were also stranded in Afghanistan. The National Weather Service recorded 3.15 inches of rain in Central Park in 1 hour overnight. The remnants of Hurricane Ida continue to create havoc in the Northeast over the past 24 hours. Heavy winds, drenching rains, and at least one tornado also battered Pennsylvania and New Jersey, collapsing the roof of a U.S. Postal Service building and threatening to overrun a dam east of Pittsburgh. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Heartbeat Act in Texas bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The legislation is a voice for the most vulnerable in our nation, the unborn child. The CDC says nearly 620,000 abortions took place in 2018 nationwide. The Supreme Court of the United States, in a late-night vote Wednesday, ruled 5-4 to keep the Texas law in place. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the Supreme Court had, quote, delivered catastrophe to women in Texas, end quote. There's a new variant of the coronavirus. Dan Naraki has more.
The World Health Organization has identified another coronavirus variant of interest. The B1621 variant, known as the Mu variant, was first identified in Colombia in January and has since been seen in 39 countries. The WHO says that Mu has mutations that may evade the protections of the current vaccines. There have only been a few larger outbreaks of Mu, mostly in Colombia and Ecuador. The WHO says that further study of the variant is needed to fully understand its characteristics.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The remnants of Hurricane Ida flooded mid-Atlantic states overnight. Powerful winds and torrential downpour caused major travel disruptions across the region and prompted a flash flood emergency to be issued for the first time ever in New York City. New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul tells CNN this isn't their first rodeo.
You cannot prevent the scale of something like this, but the answer is how you prepare in advance and how you respond. And New York is prepared for this. We have had so many events, from Superstorm Sandy to Tropical Storm Irene to countless events. We deal with flooding all the time in this state. And so we have the assets. We deployed them early enough. So we stand ready to help in any community that lets the state of New York know. We're also contacting people proactively, saying, tell us where you need our help. So we'll always do an after-action report to find out if any of the systems broke down in the process. And I want to know that answer in case it did. But in the meantime, there's just some things you can't control, and that would be Mother Nature.
Private missions to orbit, like the all-civilian Inspiration 4 launching later this month, are opening up access to people who haven't been there before. The influx of space taxis shows that investors are still interested in the growing industry and see relatively young companies as earning funding money. A report released in July from Space Capital said $9.9 billion was invested in all space companies, not just startups, during the second quarter of 2021. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.